There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
All right already. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, brought to you in part by BuzzBox Coffee.
I'm drinking mine right now.
Get it free. 866-456-7805. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Free BuzzBox Coffee. 866-456-7805. Our number is 888-302-3684. And the connection line is, well, we can do two things. Jennifer, you're in charge of social media today and tomorrow because Kenny's not here.
I'm on it, sir.
You're on it. Jennifer's on it. So Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. She'll collect some of your thoughts and we'll share your wisdom with everybody who's listening around the country and around the world. And that really is true around the world. I got an email from Iran yesterday.
Whoa.
Yep. It was very interesting. The outcry now, outcry, outrage, I don't know what the right word is, Middle Easterners who are Muslims and who are not, because there are, unfortunately, the news media doesn't infer nor imply nor inform you as to this fact, but the Middle East is not just all Muslims. There are plenty of Christians in the Middle East, a lot of Jews, not only in Israel, but all over the Middle East. And the overwhelming majority, I don't have, it's not like 84%, I don't know what the number is, but I do know that there is complete disgust over the killing of this Jordanian pilot. Interesting how the killing of one of their own has prompted all of this, the talk about a harsh war against the ISIS group. Where were you a week ago? And maybe it doesn't make any difference. Maybe just now, let's go get them. But you need to take care of this yourself, those of you who are there. Why do you rely on us to do it? Well, because we have the biggest army, the biggest arsenal. Yesterday, Jennifer, I think I went off on this a couple of times. I know you'll find it extraordinary that I went off on something. But the essence of my concern about this whole business of the Middle East and the Arab Muslims and who's speaking out and who's not speaking out, it's kind of been a burr up my butt. Because I think that the news media hasn't given us the whole story. And I don't mean to necessarily make them the bad guys. It's just the culture of what we are getting for information is suspect. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so let's do a for instance.
Okay. So you want me to do a for instance?
Yeah.
Well, the last time there was one of these, and I forget whether it was a beheading. You know, there's so, I shouldn't chuckle about it, but there's so many outrageous acts. The people have been killed, slaughtered by ISIS. The tens of thousands of people who have been driven out of that part of Syria and they ended up in Jordan or Turkey. That sort of thing. I mean, thousands, tens of thousands, just gone. Everything's taken from them. Or they leave before the ISIS troops get into town because they know when they're there, they'll kill everybody who doesn't pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of ISIS. So they leave, and the Jordanians have taken them across the border, and the Turks have, you know, not been able to close down the border, and they don't really want to. They want to help them as they can. But there wasn't a lot of reporting on the backlash here until about a month or so ago. And then when one of these outrages took place, the first cry was from one of the religious leaders in Egypt, and it became another, and then it became, remember what I talked about, they're all around the world, they were really poignant, and the news media hadn't pointed out, as a matter of fact, I had somebody on the air who really said, well, these guys are going to, and I said to him, what are you talking about, look at all of these people who have said that it's time for this to stop, and then he said, oh, and part of this problem is the armaments, the fact that, well, there are two or three different problems that have allowed ISIS to become the biggest name in terror. Because they are, right? Far outstripped Al-Qaeda. Far outstripped the Taliban. And where are they other than Vlad the Bad in Russia, who's a terrorist himself? Where are there other terrorists? Well, little split cells here and there. But ISIS is pretty much the group that's getting all the attention. And it is for things like this. It isn't that they just kill people. It's the outrageous. It's funny how people, when you're dead, you're dead. You got your head cut off. You get hung. You get shot. You get burned. You whatever. It's the horrific
way. Yeah, they don't do it quick and easy. That's for sure.
No. Stoning people. Whoever, that's still part of the law in some of these countries.
So Fred Dreyer and I were talking yesterday.
So Fred, pardon me while I trip over this name.
Let me trip over. Fred Dreyer. You know, the guy that's the only guy that's ever scored two safeties in one game.
Right.
Played for the Rams, played for the Giants, and was a star of Hunter.
And played for Universal on Hunter.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
He's very politically minded as well. Mm-hmm. And so he and I were chatting about this just yesterday before he did a show on sports. And he said, you know, Jen, we have to behead the beheaders.
Behead the beheaders. That's what they do in Singapore.
And I said, oh.
Steal something, chop off your hand.
Well, here's why. And I have not yet looked this up, so I could be spreading false info, but this actually makes a lot of sense. So apparently the reason ISIS and these terrorist groups chop people's head off is to ensure that they won't be able to go to heaven. That's the idea, is that they're not going to be able to go to heaven.
Really?
So Fred suggested, if we're going to really fight back, the way to do it is to chop off the heads of those that really want to go to heaven. They're operating to get to heaven. They're getting past this world by killing people, and then they want to go to heaven. That's their idea. So if you start beheading them and they don't go to heaven, he feels like this is what draws the line in the proverbial sand, that they'll stop doing this if we start fighting back in that way.
Really?
What do you think?
Well, I think
besides the catchy tagline, behead the beheaders.
Right.
Or you beheading for trouble. I just added that. Sorry.
They're beheading for trouble. There is something about vengeance that becomes attractive when the essence of the horror is as bad as this. You want to get even more. You know, there's something.
Sure, look at Jordan. They're ready to go.
Right. Yeah, now they're all ready to go. Fresh voices. Jordan says, let's go get him. Huh? Where were you a month ago? Where were you a year ago? But they all want to fall behind the United States. They want to step in line. United States spends 50% of the world's money on armaments spent by our Defense Department. I thought it was interesting, as an aside, that the fellow who is up for the job of running the Defense Department says we've got to do something about the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
You mean Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton, no, that's not, yeah.
Kutcher, well, Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, right.
And the Defense Department.
The new Defense Secretary.
Yeah. Yeah, Ashton Carter.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, we're going in several different directions, which we always do because it is what makes the conversation. We don't plan the conversation here, boys and girls. The conversation is the same as you would have if you were having around the breakfast table, if you're awake enough, or dinner table, if you actually have a family that eats dinner together, or if, whenever I think about that now, I think about the family in Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck.
That. And it's the best show. Part of the whole show are their dinner.
It is kind of, yeah, mm-hmm. Right. But anyway, the thing that people are talking about now is what we're faced here, and how do we do it? And so our conversations on this program are based on, as Jennifer just said, okay, I had a conversation with this guy. It's to give you ideas and to provoke you into thinking about what it is that makes sense to you, depending on what the issue is. So I leave Jordan. I leave the Islamic State group. I leave the Middle East, in fact, to a point, and come back here to our country to have us examine why it is that the rest of the world wants to fall in line behind us when it comes to taking care of problems like this. Because we have what it takes. I'm not saying that I think we should be less than we are, but I think we need to really, really, really get into a mindset where you really understand, I'm using really a lot here because I really want you to get this point. We have tunnel vision. We become focused. You know how in radio, Jennifer, there are unidirectional mics and there are omnidirectional mics?
I do.
Unidirectional just takes your voice from one place.
Sucks in your sound.
And omnidirectional is it picks it in from all over the room. So, We have a myopic view of our, not we, some of we, some of us have this myopic view that we have to spend, just because we spent, let's say, $500 billion last year, we got to spend $510 billion this year. And next year we'll have to spend $520 because we need to stay ahead of everybody else. But we don't examine where that money goes, how it's used. It's
Oh, there's tons
sinful.
Of corruption and
sinful.
But
what we're doing with this.
Before we move from why lead, I mean, I know you're looking at it really strictly right now from a fiscal standpoint, saying, okay, why do we always have to be the ones to throw our money at a problem? Totally get it.
Well, but, there's not. I'm not saying it's bad because I think it's good to be the leader.
That's exactly what I was going to get at. Yeah. I think we have to be. Historically, America always was.
Well,
people look to us to lead.
Yeah.
And I think what's really dangerous right now is we don't have strong enough leadership to do that. Even when we did things that weren't quite right, at least we were leading. We made a choice and we pushed on. And now I think we just kind of hem and haw. And that's to the detriment of not only the other countries that used to follow us, but to us. I mean, we've lost a lot of standing and power, I think.
All right. Well, let's push on. Food for thought from Good Day at 18 after the hour.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement posts, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong, even in the park playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents freeze-dried turkey, freeze-dried ham, and the no-bake casserole unit February sale. Listen, if you trust the freeze-dry guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Alright, Jen, who's this?
This is Rihanna, Dougie.
This is Rihanna.
And I love this song.
What is this song about? So let's give us a synopsis of this Rihanna song.
It means, hey, I have this umbrella and you can stand under it because I like you.
Really?
Wow.
Sweet.
And as long as we got each other, I got your back and, you know, something like that.
This is really deep.
I know.
All right. So we have Shark Tank. We've had Shark Week. Sharks getting a lot of attention from Hollywood. The Katy Perry dance at the Super Bowl. And the isn't she suing because of the shark outfits? Did I hear that?
Some guy is making these little dolls that look like her shark costume people.
Oh, really?
And so her lawyers have contacted him with a cease and desist, saying you cannot make money on the Katy Perry stupid shark dance.
Yeah, but do you know how generic those sharks are? I mean, it's not like those were Katy Perry sharks. They were like the most generic shark-looking things ever.
The way he advertised it, it was definitely attached to the Katy Perry thing.
A shark is a shark.
I'm not comfortable here.
All right. So Rihanna is swimming with them now. They are involved this week in a, she and her clan, in a Harper's Bazaar photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
This is a behind-the-scenes look at this shoot. The magazine has gone under the sea. It's actually in an aquarium for an umbrella. She's known as the Umbrella Singer, right? Rihanna is?
That's the song we just heard, yes.
Right. That's why she's known as the Umbrella
Singer. Very good.
Thank you, right. Yeah.
I still
want to make sure that I was in the right area here. So that apparently is the theme of the shoot, the umbrella. So how do they tie sharks to that? She's swimming with sharks. Is she holding an umbrella?
Under an umbrella.
Under an umbrella.
Under an umbrella.
That is bizarre. If that's how it actually comes out.
Very SpongeBob-esque.
She said
I
tried.
I blacked out and came back in the middle of the story.
Fever
no
dream.
It's for the anniversary of Jaws.
Was that on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Karen, good. Okay, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Right. So Karen knows.
Woo! Karen goes, woo, me!
Someone
knows. That's awesome.
So why is Rihanna, though, associated with Jaws? Yeah. Who gives a pfft about Rihanna?
And umbrellas.
Right. And umbrellas and Jaws. Hmm.
She says, I try my best to avoid the sharks of life, but I've had my share of experiences with them. And in those cases, I've had to handle them.
Stupid story. Move on to the next one.
All right. Next story focuses on Paul McCartney
Ringo Starr and George Harrison teaming up on this day in 1981 to record this song, a musical tribute to John Lennon. Crank it up, Kevin. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Not a good song. A great song.
They don't act with much other
imagine the tears that roll. There's your love. All you need is love. Number one for 3 weeks in a row. It was recorded on Harrison's Dark Horse label. I don't know why they didn't put it on Apple. That never made any sense to me.
I think they were well done with Apple by then.
You think it was over?
Yeah.
Was it over
yeah.
by 1981?
Yeah.
All right, this is a great... Just the song itself, knowing it's a tribute to Lennon is one thing, but the lyrics, crank it up for me.
Whatever. All the years
guitar, Harrison.
Yep.
You can hear McCartney. And I don't think these guys have been together since then for a performance, have they?
Didn't Ringo and Paul do something like a
yeah, they did. Yeah, but not with Harrison.
Well, he did.
But he
good
was,
reason not to do something, I guess.
It'd be kind of tough to bring him back up on stage. Yeah. Drag that bag.
Well, but he wasn't dead, you know, the next 10, 20 years.
Right.
He only died a few years ago. Why do you always have to take a shot at
a few years ago? He's been gone a long time.
He's been gone.
How long has Harrison been dead?
Oh, my God.
Come on, look it up. You're always looking at everything else up. Hurry up. I can tell you my Uri Geller story with me supposedly driving Michael Jackson over to see Harrison, and Paul called him up and said, if you see Michael Jackson, I'll never talk to you again. So that was the end of that trip. 28 after the hour.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Such a good day to be with you. Hello, heartfelt welcomes, hearts and flowers. It's about a week from Valentine's Day.
Are you all ready, Dougie?
Tom Brady gave his Valentine to Malcolm Butler.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you.
Well deserved. You know, and Brady gets a rap.
It was my idea.
It was. I think he listens to you all the time on the Good Day Show. Yeah. But Brady gets a rap of sometimes being kind of a jerkleburger, so yes. I think this is good.
Mm-hmm. You'll be happy to know that your pal Shug pled not guilty. Yesterday.
And then collapsed. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not guilty, Your Honor.
Chest pains.
Right.
Ooh, ah.
Well, it's weird because it was originally I had heard that he just had a panic attack and they sent him to the hospital, but now it seems like he's got blood clots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's in ill health anyway, I think.
Is he? Is he heavy? A lot of those rappers are really.
Well, he's not like. Oh, I mean, from the pictures, he looks like a big guy, but he doesn't look like a, oh, my God, crazy, heavy guy. But, yeah. I mean, he's a big dude for sure.
You know, we spend a lot of time talking about what's going on outside of our country. And, you know, my preference is to talk about things that are going on inside the country. My preference
the libertarian
is,
in you.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing to be gained, frankly, by spending a lot of time talking about things that we can't do anything about, other than perhaps to know, in a sense, what really influences all this, because the world is so small now.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing people were talking about wasn't the beheading, wasn't what was going on in the Middle East, wasn't what was going on in our country.
Bobby Christina.
No. It was the picture of the plane that clipped its wings as it rolled over going into the water in Taipei, over the main highway in Taipei, the wing. I don't have to describe it. As soon as I say that, everybody saw that picture.
The image of that will be burned into my mind for a really long time.
And
I was just asking you when we were not on the air, but there is this car that you see in the video or in the pictures driving along the roadway as this plane comes careening towards them. What is it? I want to talk to that guy. What was that like? I mean,
I'm looking at the picture now.
Holy moly. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, your body does weird things to you in a state of emergency. emergency, but I'm sure I'd have to do some clothes changing in my nether regions if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I want to know. My sense of curiosity, because I love to fly. I like to know about planes. Trying to figure out what kind of a plane this was. And because you don't see many planes this size with props, you didn't notice it was a prop-driven plane, not a jet engine. If you didn't notice that, that's one of the things that sort of I'm curious about, because it's a fairly late model plane. And but I also want to know how it got into this position after having taken off.
What, it was sideways. It almost looked like it was doing a cartwheel, sort of.
Right. At that point, whether the pilot's trying to see, knows the plane's going down, he's trying to save it and get into the water. That'll be, I think the pilot survived. Actually, there were more survivors than not.
What was it, only like seven people or something died?
Died?
Maybe more? Well, I'll look it up.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. Dr. Margaret Hamburg, you know who she is?
Dr. Hamburg, no.
Dr. Hamburg is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past 6 years, she has made a complete mess, an unbelievable mess, out of what was supposed to be the need for food safety. She has been just a horror show. She resigned. And there is no comment as to why she resigned. She's probably the longest serving FDA commissioner. She went in 2009. And she was listed as the world's 51st most powerful woman by Forbes magazine last year.
Huh.
Anyway, she was a horror show. The FDA is a horror show. And it's time more and more. See, I think this is more important for us to talk about and understand. I don't think the principles are that difficult to understand about what's going on there. It, along with the EPA, are the best examples of these government agencies that have a direct impact on you. There are a lot of other agencies, like the Defense Department. Other than the money that's extorted from us in taxes to pay for that stuff, it doesn't directly affect you in your everyday lives. You can say, well, kind of like the Jack Nicholson line from A Few Good Men, you want us on that border, you need us on that border, you expect us, you know, that, remember that line from A Few Good Men? Well, yeah, we kind of do, and we don't really think about it much. You know, once in a while there's a discussion about it. There's not focus. We think about how we eat, about our health, well-being, and these things are affected by these nincompoops at the FDA and the EPA. And so it seems to me, and Hamburg was an example of this, I remember now in the crevices of my mind, I'm going back to our conversations about her when I looked into her and what she was all about, the thing that strips us naked when it comes to these conversations is understanding that the sycophants who get put into these positions are not necessarily always experts in their field. They are, when I say sycophants, they are patrons of the leader. They either have made themselves known to the president or to members of his staff, the people that choose these folks. She has a fairly distinguished career, but she was not an administrator that I know of. Right? And by the way, I'm not talking about this in a personal sense. I'm just saying that we have so much focus on things that are not of compelling importance to us. Interesting, yeah. Picture of the plane, wow, what a conversation topic. But your health and well-being, it seems to me, and that's why I focus on it as much as I do on this program, because I think that's really what's important. And apparently, because I'm still on the air after 27 years, a few people agree with me. A
couple of them.
That it's important. I just, you know, I get sometimes frustrated by the focus on all of this stuff that we can't do anything about. Yeah, it's a good conversation. Did you see that picture of that plane? Yeah, okay, that's good. So then where does it go from there? You hope you're not on a plane that does that. Steve's on. Good day. Hi, Steve.
Morning. How you doing, Doug?
Well, and you, sir?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
All right, what do you know about this plane crash?
I was watching news this morning, and they had a recording, probably a tower recording, of the pilot saying the mayday, mayday, the engine had flamed out, and your left engine on your twin engine prop plane is your critical engine.
It is.
When it quits, it takes and causes control to be lost if it's not up to the, they call it a blue line speed, and the aircraft just basically yaws over to the left and flies to the ground.
So how do you know about all of this?
I'm a private pilot.
All right. So why is the left engine more important than the right engine?
Depends on which way you're looking at the aircraft, but the left engine, when it turns, the wind corkscrews off of the propeller towards the fuselage,
yep.
And that goes back towards the rudder, which supplies more air to the rudder at lower speed. Your right engine corkscrews away from the fuselage, which doesn't provide as much.
So they're both going, the props are both going in the same direction, and they have a different impact. So one on the left is pushing air toward the plane. The one on the right, running in the same direction, is pushing air away from the plane. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Correct. And if he wasn't able to feather the prop, which it didn't look like in the picture, which turns the prop straight, where it drags less air, they're doomed.
Mm. So what do you know what kind of a plane this was? I didn't get that out of the...
I didn't. I just saw a short clip on it this morning. It looks like a, probably that size. I would guess it's a Russian.
I was thinking it was a Russian plane, too. Right. The Russians build planes the same size as we do, but they put prop engines on them instead of jet engines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just for the bad runways and stuff that they fly into in the remote areas.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. Having landed in four or five airports from Ukraine to St. Petersburg, even into Moscow a number of years ago, I'll tell you, it's not it's no picnic landing in some of those runways. Yeah, Steve, you were very informative. Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time. Call us on Good Day, 888-302-3684. Jen, where do we have our comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. About that or other things that we have, where we've touched a chord with some of our listeners.
Well, we have that picture. If you haven't seen the images yet, this plane just sideways like a jack and this cab driving down the road. It says, a lot of people have commented on that. Derek says, flying doesn't appear safe in that part of the world. I hope biking, cars, and the train is a more viable mode of transportation in that country.
Well, think about the train, the Metro North train.
Yeah.
That collided with a car.
Stuff happens.
How many people are thinking that, that's exactly right. Things happen. It's a mechanical world. These are mechanical objects, and they are subject to failure.
Sean says, surreal, crazy, looks like something out of a video game, not the real world. That's exactly right. It looks like the end to an action movie. Mm-hmm. Diana said, yep, seen this way too many times, 10 times in a row. Mm-hmm. And then Eric says, yeah, the full video is breathtaking. We're also following a couple of other stories about ISIS, a little more serious. Should we be involved with the war on ISIS? Is it time for boots on the ground? You can chime in now, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Kevin says, time to send in the troops from all countries, from all directions. Don't give them any place to run.
Hmm. There are a lot of smart people listening to the program and are helpful with their comments. Help yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. It is 16 before the hour on Good Day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Get to Lumber Liquidator's spring flooring kickoff sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18 months special financing for deals on over 400 floors. Get to the spring flooring kickoff sale. Visit Lumber Liquidator's .com to find a store near you.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV Insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV Insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong, even in the park playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Go!
Go, Dougie, go!
Go, Dougie, go, Dougie. Go, Dougie, go. Don't forget to sign up for your free BuzzBox coffee. Free coffee. Wonderful coffee. Yummy coffee. Dial 866-456-7805 to get your free pound of BuzzBox coffee. You can check it out. The big orange boxes are at DougStephan.com all over the place. It's Ashton Carter's Time in the Sun. Jennifer was kidding about Ashton Kutcher, and a lot of people have taken that shot. Not that I don't want to give you credit,
hey,
Jennifer.
Hey! You're saying I'm not original.
He is actually not going to, he's like breezing right through the Senate confirmation hearing stuff. He's got good answers.
He has great answers,
well, yeah, as a matter of fact, when I saw that he was, as one headline read, Pentagon nominee decries wasteful spending. Well, let's get this guy.
Four, I know.
Right, exactly.
Fast track. He's going to slow Gitmo. I mean, he's good. I like him.
Criticizing automatic cuts to the defense budget and expenditure waste. So let's see if he can do something about it. Talk is cheap. If you're into the action mode, sir, you'll have my respect and the respect of lots of people who don't like their money being flushed down the toilet, which is what they do. The Pentagon, I'd like to be in the sewer under the Pentagon to collect all the money they flush down the drain. That's sort of a figure of speech. You understand? I don't really want to be in the sewer.
You don't really want to be in the sewer.
No. The chairman of the Gallup Research and Polling firm says the official U.S. unemployment rate is crap. He says it's a big lie perpetrated by the White House, Wall Street, and the news media. Man's name is Jim Clifton. I have respect for him. Didn't know who he was before I saw this blog yesterday about how the Labor Department arrives at its monthly unemployment rate. Americans who have quit looking for work after 4 weeks are not in the numbers. How many times, how many years have you heard me say that? They're half. So if the government says the unemployment rate right now is, what, 5.4% or 5.6% or whatever the hell it is?
Right.
No, that's bunk. This guy says that's bunkum, and it is. The unemployment rate is 10%.
You double it.
You double
these are
it.
People who have fallen off benefits.
They're working.
Stuff,
right? They are working under the table. They aren't part of the system. There are all kinds of. This is a, the media loves a comeback story. So the White House wants to make political points so it can help Democrats get elected next time around, or they can look good. But this is still the Great Recession, folks, and it's up to you to kind of figure your way around it.
And not if the government's not going to fix this. The government isn't going to fix it. You're going to fix it individually and collectively. That's how it works here. But just so you knew, the numbers are a lot of bogus bunkum. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend. In case you didn't know that, you thought you were your pet's best friend. Nope, it's Warren. The story about the dog-sized jackrabbits that have been swarming residential developments in North Dakota. Up first in just a moment here. You can check out the story at DougSteffen.com. Warren in a minute here.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, so if you see the story at DougSteffen.com of this flock of jackrabbits the size of dogs that have they've invaded a new development in South Fargo, this is in North Dakota, of course. Every day I feel like the crazy rabbit lady chasing them out of the yard where they're having a heyday, said one of the people who live in the development. So what is this all about, Warren? Why would rabbits come into an area that's being developed? It's like coyotes. They keep being pushed out and pushed out and pushed out, and finally they say, I've had enough. I'm coming back.
Well, you know, when there's a development, there's usually work is in a development. When there's work is in a development, there's usually food in a development. Where there's food, you're going to have rabbits and other animals. However, it's such an easy problem to resolve. You just gave the answer, Doug. Coyote urine.
Coyote urine. You spread urine around, and the jackrabbits will stay away.
Yeah, in other words, that's one of the ways I keep certain animals when I'm in Arizona away from certain plants that I want them to stay away from. It's a safe way to do it. What I do is you can buy it online. It's powdered coyote urine, and if you have a problem with bigger animals, you can actually get powdered cougar urine. It doesn't smell too good, but if you put it around the edge of your property, it will pretty much keep any small animals away, whether it be rabbits or other animals that coyotes might.
You would have told me this morning when I woke up that I'd be talking about powdered cougar urine.
Yep.
I would have thought you were silly.
There you go.
You'll be wearing diamonds.
You know,
the other thing that's really important is the concept that what damage, other than probably eating some vegetables, are the rabbits doing? And when people hear about a situation like this, the first thing that comes to their mind is we've got to get rid of them, we'll poison them, we'll shoot them, we'll kill them. Well, all it would take is a couple of bottles of good old coyote pee.
Why can't you just go out and pee on the tree and scare them away?
Just put the coyote all around them, and I promise you.
But they're not scared of human urine?
What's the difference between human? Human urine and coyote urine?
Hey, listen, if you want to go outside and pee on your trees, I have absolutely no problem. You talk to your neighbors.
I save you $20 on the coyote urine.
All right.
Humans are not predators to rabbits. So even though they might be fearful of us, they don't have that same instinctive fear that they would have picking up the scent of a coyote.
Here's another story about, this comes from Florida, wildlife officials there opening a new front in the war on snakes. The python patrols have started identifying and trying to capture some of these reptiles. They're pretty dangerous, aren't they?
Well, pythons? When they get larger, they can be dangerous. They're not venomous, but when they get larger. The problem is so many parents let their kids go out and they want a snake, even my parents included, but I kept them all. And then the snakes get way too big, 6 foot, 7 foot, 10 foot, 15 foot, whatever. They let them loose and they breed in the wild. And it's not a snake problem. It's a human problem.
Isn't
that's
it always?
What it's all about.
You know, Warren, we went to my son and one of his buddies. We went to this reptile show and they were selling all these cute little baby 6 inch, 8 inch long snakes. And the kids were all having fun getting to hold them and everything. But that's exactly right. What do you do when the thing becomes 5 feet long? How do you safely
flush it down the drain?
Well,
no, I'm not saying that's what to do. I'm saying that's what to
do. How do you get rid of one of those animals?
Everyone wanted an iguana. And what happens if you go to rescues and humane societies all over the country, they all have iguanas now because people said, oh, it's a beautiful little lizard. Let me get one for my son or my daughter.
Right.
Then all of a sudden it gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. They can't deal with it, so they wind up giving it away or releasing it.
Yeah. But you got to think before you act when it comes to stuff like that. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Chesler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.